This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Police in Hong Kong are using tear gas once again in the face of renewed pro-democracy protests in the city. But Hong Kong Airport is back in operation under a judge's order that demonstrations be limited to designated areas. Protests for days had crippled one of the world's busiest travel hubs. The shutdown sparked clashes between demonstrators and riot police while causing severe air passenger frustration. More from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Protesters have circulated letters online apologizing to travelers for inconveniences during the past 5 days of airport occupations. They're asking for understanding and forgiveness as young people in Hong Kong continue to fight for freedom and democracy. Meanwhile, police say they arrested five people over violence at the city's international airport on Tuesday. A further development is that satellite photos show what appear to be armored personnel carriers belonging to China's paramilitary People's Armed Police parked close to the border with Hong Kong. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There are reports that Syrian government forces captured five villages in the country's northwest early today, inching closer to a major rebel-controlled town that was the scene of a deadly 2017 chemical weapons attack that forced thousands of people to flee their homes. This puts Syrian troops only about 5 kilometers west of Khan Shaykhun, one of the most heavily populated towns of embattled Idlib province, the last remaining rebel stronghold in the country. The United States is delaying a new 10% tariff on some key Chinese imports, which was supposed to take effect September 1st. The U.S. Trade Representative's office said the levies on laptop computers and monitors, cell phones, video game consoles, some toys, shoes, and clothing will be put off until mid-December. The postponement is designed to benefit U.S. consumers during the holiday shopping season. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency warns time is running out for more than 500 migrants stranded in the Mediterranean Sea as storm clouds gather and rescue vessels are denied a safe European port of entry. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Italy and Malta continue to refuse docking rights to two rescue vessels. This despite the deteriorating conditions for 356 refugees and migrants rescued August 9th by the Ocean Viking, a vessel run by the charity Doctors Without Borders, and another 151 people who have been on board the Spanish NGO Open Arms for nearly 2 weeks. UN Refugee Agency spokesman Charlie Yaxley says the passengers are in urgent need of disembarkation. He tells VOA storms are coming, so time is running out for a solution to be found.
The rough seas are expected to intensify during the course of today and into tomorrow. This is a question of how much we're willing to turn a blind eye to the suffering of people who have fled war and violence.
Lisa Schlein filed that report for VOA from Geneva. Wildfires are eating away the Greek island of Evia, a nature reserve north of Athens. Four villages and a monastery have been evacuated as hundreds of firefighters try to contain the flames. Greece is asking Croatia and Italy for help. A longtime friend of the alleged gunman behind the deadly mass shooting in Dayton, Ohio, is due in court today. AP correspondent Matt Small has a report.
A detention hearing is set for Ethan Colley later today. Authorities accuse him of buying the body armor and helping assemble the weapon used in the August 4th shooting that left 10 people dead, including gunman Connor Betts. Investigators say while there's no evidence that Colley knew what Betts had planned, they say he lied on a federal firearms form while buying a pistol not used in the incident. Colley's attorney says his client was shocked that Betts carried out the shooting.
That was AP correspondent Matt Small. There is a mega merger being planned in the U.S. communications sphere as CBS and Viacom pursue a strategy of growing their presence in the streaming content market and creating programming for both American and international audiences. The two companies are getting back together after separating in 2006. Together, they account for $28 billion in annual revenue. They own Paramount, Simon & Schuster, and along with the CBS network, they also boast ownership of MTV, Comedy Central, and Showtime. The U.S. stock market has a severe case of the skids today amid troubling signs the country might be headed for a recession. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at this hour has been down more than 600 points. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA. the hits and more.